Why are you not being? Oh, here we go. Start video.
Okay. So just to pick up a little bit from yesterday.
There we go.
the Ravid, the Rambam, you pointed out the Rambam in Hilchos Chiya Matana, Per Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, Asher Yisrael Litein Matnas Chinam Lagoy, Aval No Sein Hu Lager Toshav, Shenemer Lager Shesh Tidmana, the Mechir Lo Benesina, Aval Lager Toshav, Be Mechir Be Benesina, Mepnei Shtatav Zolach Yoso, Shenemer Gever Toshav Chaymach, Kolomar, Lo Yelach Hazeh Hani Pachos Meger Toshav Shehu Chayimach. So, L'chayra, this is a kasha on the approach that we had yesterday from the Tzitz Eliezer, arguing in that the Rambam's position is that any Nachwi who isn't an Ovid Avodah Zarah isn't Bechlal Lo Sachanim, because here he says that there's an Isser on anyone who is a guy. And the only exception would seem to be Ger Toshav. Now, maybe you could be miyashev that the iser of matnas chinam is different for the Rambam. After all, the Rambam does bring a separate makor, and there the pasuk sort of contrasts nachri with ger. But it is interesting for sure that the Rambam does not bring down the drasha of lo sechanim when talking about the iser of matnas chinam. So maybe it has a different gedder. It can't bring a raya from here. I think it's very difficult to say because the Rambam brings it in the same parak in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, parak yod, and he lists it in the list. In other words, he's clearly coming from Chazal. If the Rambam for some reason held that the iser of nesina of matnas chinam was not included in lo sechanim, it was some other makor, so then what's it doing over here, right in the middle of the halachos that are derived from lo sechanim? So I think that's not a good answer. You know, why doesn't the Rambam quote the pasuk of lo sechanim when discussing matnas chinam, neither here nor in Sefer Mitzvos? Could be that the Rambam's general derech is that when he can find a pasuk that is more explicit, he will. And that's why oftentimes he doesn't bring down the drashos of Chazal. He brings down, he's trying to show, you know, well, then why did Chazal bring that, right? This is a better makor, so Chazal should have brought it. It's a bigger topic, but I'll share briefly what Rustav argued, which is that a lot of times this is what the pasuk means, but I couldn't prove the iser or the mitzvah or the heter from this pasuk. There's a kasha, as oftentimes the Gemara will start with the more obvious source and reject it. So it'll come off with the drasha. But once this drasha is true, then Mimel, this is what the pasuk means. And that's why he quotes the pasuk. In other words, it's the correct reading of the pasuk. For some reason, it could be that you couldn't prove it from here. And that's why for the Gemara, that's insufficient. I don't know if that would work here. Some suggest that the Rambam was particularly interested when quoting, when he could at least, to quote ideas that are in the Pshuto Shel Mikra as part of his campaign against Karaites. Anyway, one way or the other, though, I don't think it's a good mahalich to say that the Rambam here was giving a different source for the Gemara and therefore doesn't have the same rules. And just to highlight that, because the Rambam, when he does present this in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he writes, the Asr Litein Lahem Matnas Chinam. Now, Lahem is talking about whoever we were previously talking about. So if you think that we were previously saying that the only people to whom Lo Sechanim applies are Gai Ovde Avodah Zarah, so then when it says Asr Litein Lahem, that means Gai Ovde Avodah Zarah, in which case, going back to Hilchos Chiya Matana, you would have to say that when he says Lagai, it means Gai Ovde Avodah Zarah. Now, we will see that it might be that's not such a stretch, that that the term Gai in the Rambam at least refers to people that are chashud, whether it's chashud on avodah zarah or other things, like the Rambam says it's aser tev yichud with a guy because they're chashud on shvichas damim or the like. The word guy, if you think that the approach of the Kasef Mishnah is correct, namely that according to the Rambam, we have three levels. We have the guy oved avodah zarah slash perhaps stam guy who's chashed on all sorts of things. We have the full-fledged Yer Toshav, and then we have someone in the middle. So then I don't think that this Rambam in Hilchos Chiyum HaTana is particularly problematic for that approach, the approach, let's say, of the Tzitz Eliezer and the like. So we should also point out that even if we're correct in our interpretation of the Kesef Mishnah, the interpretation that we gave yesterday, not everybody agrees to this Kesef Mishnah, Bidasa Rambam, namely that the Rambam would agree to the Ravid at the end of the Perek. There are many Achronim, like the Menchas Chinuch, who assume no, that the Rambam and the Ravid are disagreeing with each other. Thus, again, just to summarize some of the points from the end of yesterday's shir, there are really many machloksin on this question of Ger Toshav and the Rambam's position, which we're not really going to get into now. It's a big sugya. One question is, does the Rambam agree with the Ravid or disagree with the Ravid? Kesef Mishnah thinks he agrees. Let's say Minchas Chinuch and others say disagrees. Is this Chiddush of the Ravid and possibly the Rambam said only with respect to the Isser of Lo Yeshru Be'artzecha, or would it apply to all of Lo Sechanim, or would it apply to all dinim where the din of a Ger Toshav is different? Right, other types of dinim, we're machalik in many halachos. The Chazon Ish, for example, assumes that it's limited to this context, maybe Lo Sechanim in general, but other dinim. We mentioned yesterday that the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume it applies to all dinim. Another question, which we brought up yesterday, very fascinating question, is whether there's a chalos to Ger Toshav or not. However you want to define that chalos, mixes geris or the like. You know, certainly, I think, according to the Tana, who holds that a ger toshav is chayv in all mitzvos except for nevela, so for sure, it has to be something because it's more than just sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. Or even for that matter, Rashi's fascinating shita, nivamos mem chesamid base, that a ger toshav has to be Shomer Shabbos, because Shabbos is like Shabbat to Avodah Zarah or the like. But, you know, we don't really accept either of those positions. Rashi Shita is probably Das Yachid, and we paskin that it's Sheva Mitzvos, not all Taryab Mitzvos. So that being the case, then Yesh Ladun. This also relates to a question which maybe we'll get back to later about a Mumar. Okay. So those are some of the discussions for yesterday. And of course, just to note, I guess we didn't even get to it yesterday, but the halacha is certainly unclear because the Shach, Sifkat and Yudches by us, quotes this Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat, that kol bochavim b'mashma afilu Yishmael, it's only coming lafuke ger toshav. And he says, pashatu. As we sort of noted yesterday, there's a trend that people that adopt this view think it's so pashut that nobody argues, which as we saw, is not so pashut. But anyhow, so what I want to do today, that was just a little leftover from yesterday, I'd like to today talk about at least two out of the manifestations of Los Chanim. Number one is Los Itin Lahem Chain, and then number two is Matnas Chinam. So when it comes to Lo Sitein Lam Chein, Rashi writes, Asur Lo Adam, Lo Mar Kamana Gaizet, pretty straightforward. The Sefer Chinuch, as I think we noted, implies that this is violated not just Befet, but even B'machshava. Dalkein, B'him Ananu, B'machshava U'V'dibor, Mimtso Be'ovde Kochavim, To'eles V'chein. Hinenu Nimnoim, Bekach milhis chaber imahem umilirdof achar avasam umilulmod davar mikol masemarayim, and makes a lot of sense. Once you think that the isser is because of that type of chibor or learning or the like, so why should it be limited to dibor? Why should this be a dibor that's aser if fundamentally the problem is machshava, which might actually allow us, it's a chumrah, might also be a kula, that if, as we'll consider a little bit later, that some poskim suggest that if I say something, but I have it, and I don't say it as Shabbach Lashem. I don't say, this Ovid Kochavim is so beautiful. Shabbach Labore Yisbarach Shema, who made it such incredible brios. I just say it, but I have in mind Shabbach Lashem. That would be okay, because fundamentally, this is not an Isser Dibur. It's an Isser Machshava. We'll get back to that point a little bit later. It's interesting, as we just mentioned, that the Gemara assumes that, tells us, teaches us that there's a heter when it's Shevach LaHashem, as we see in the story of Rashbag, who says, Ma Rabbi Masach Hashem, about that particularly beautiful Ovedes Kol Chavim. And you see this in the Halacha as well, that Haroa Brios Tovos, Omer Baruch Shekacha Ba'olamo, Kacha Baruch Ba'olamo. So, there is that heter. It's very interesting that the Rambam, at least over here, does not bring down that heter. The Rambam mentions the Isser in Hilchos Avodas Kol Chavim, not the heter. But we could say, no, he does write the heter somewhere else in Hilchos Brachos when he writes, Haroa Brios Nos Mevarech, and he's not Mechalek between Yisrael and Akum. So clearly, he would agree to that heter. Another very interesting thing, just conceptually in the Rambam, is the Rambam writes something very interesting, that when it comes to the Shevach of Ovdei Kochavim, which the Torah prohibits, it is more obvious that it's aser to be mesaper b'shvacham, or b'shvach ma'aseihem, than, let's say, their image, their beauty. How do you see that? So the Rambam's Lashon is, V'chein aser, this is again Perk Yud, Halacha Dalad, V'chein aser l'saper b'shvachan, V'afilu lomar kama na'egoiz b'tsuraso, Kavachomer shisaper b'shevach ma'isav, O shichavev davar midivrehem. So what's the Kavachomer? Right? Again, if it's aser l'saper b'tsuraso, so then certainly, so probably the pshat is that if the reason why this is aser is shema yimashich achareihem, like the Rambam says as well, so then it's more mistaber that there's going to be an, you know, if I say that somebody's beautiful, so okay, you know, well, that's not such a big praise. All it means is that they have good genes. That Hashem gave them those good genes. But if I say that, if I'm a saper b'shevach myself, so that's taka real shevach. And therefore, you might have thought that, that's much more obviously wrong. And that's what, and that's where the Rambam says that's a kal v'chomer. In other words, even though the Gemara doesn't actually say that, the Rambam knows that, he's telling you, because the Gemara just says it's us to say how beautiful they are. The Rambam says, oh, kal v'chomer. L'shaber b'shvach ma'asav. It's interesting that the Torah writes the kol shekein shelo yisaper b'shvach ma'ase yadav. Now he seems to be quoting Lashon the Rambam, except the Rambam says shvach ma'asav, and the Torah says shvach ma'ase yadav. Ma'ase yadav, like it sounds like, you know, oh, that's a beautiful table that they made. So first of all, where did the Torah get this from? And especially surprising is that this is a kol shekein. Why is it a kol shekein? Maybe I would think that it's aser to talk about them. Let's say, you know, it's aser to say they're beautiful, but it's mutter to say the table that they made is beautiful. And, you know, the way we explain the Kal V'chomer, the Rambam, is not so clear with respect to the Torah. So sort of interesting, I'm not sure where the Torah got it from. And the Shulchan Aruch switches back, even though he doesn't quote the whole Lashon of the Rambam, but he switches back to this point of the Rambam, seemingly rejecting the Torah. I don't know if the Torah is a different gears than the Rambam or what, or he just said it on his own.
Which would also say Davar Midibrehem. That might just be his interpretation of Davar Midibrehem.
Uh-huh. But he let's see. I think the Lashon, okay, could be it's coming from Davar Midibrehem. Let's just look at the Lashon of the Torah quickly. He doesn't have it. Okay. Right. So again, what Vasala Shabcho Lomar Kamanagaiza Vachol Shekane Shalolasape Beshevach Maseyadav. That's all he says. I don't know. Maybe it's sort of like, he understands it like I was saying, Kain the Rambam, that Lomar Kamana Gaiza is really not a Shavach of the guy at all. It's a Shavach of Hashem. But Lesaper B'Shvach Masi Adav is a Shavach. So, therefore, if just saying Kamana Gaiza is Aser, which again is just a Shavach of Hashem, so Kavachomer, Leshabach Masi Adav. And we'll return to this question, interesting question, you know, when it comes to, you know, if we accepted the Torah, as they said, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Torah, would it be usher to just, you know, as I said, completely say, this is a beautiful piece of furniture. I'm assuming that it's known that it was made by a guy. Now, yesterday, you know, we raised the question of praising non-Jews. Things come up all the time. You know, is it mutter to say, you know, so-and-so is a great baseball player or a great president or the like? You know, my daughter made a book report on Abraham Lincoln. It's very praiseworthy. You know, is that a Isser de Oraisa? So, you know, certainly over here, we have a strong, strong Minhag Olam Lahakel. Everybody seems to be Makel. You know, maybe there are some people that are Machmir. And not just, you know, the Hamonam, but even Gdol Yisrael, as the Tzitz Eliezer points out and others. We have Rambam's incredible praise of Aristotle, that he was so great, he almost reached the Mile of Nevi'im. You're just short of the Mile of Nevuah. Rabbi Willig, when I talked to him about it, said, you know, it's not just in America that the minhag was this way. He said he remembers hearing from his grandmother, you know, how everybody would praise Emperor Franz Joseph. So, you know, and not only Bechaya, but even, you know, where you could have said there's more of a heter, but even Lachar Chayav. So, you know, how do we explain that? So I didn't, somebody sent out Rabbi Leibowitz's shiur. I didn't have a chance yet to listen to it. I forgot to, I wanted to listen to it. But this is what he's reported to have said, and we'll think about these heterim, and then we'll think of some other, consider some other heterim. So one heter is that, based off of the chinuch, because the chinuch has this interesting idea, we'll return to it in a moment, but this, the chinuch writes, the over al zev shibeach ovde avoda zara umasehem. It's aser zulasib inyan shim tzashevach yaser meod leumanasenu mitoch shvacha. In other words, it's a backhanded compliment. Like through their compliment, you see how awesome I am. Okay, that's okay. That's not much of a compliment. So maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he said he's being meshabeach them, that he almost reached the mile of nevuah. So that's like, oh, look how great our nevi'im. That's not. That's the chora, not a very good answer, because first of all, he just said he almost reached the Mile of Nevuah. His chachma was so short of Mile of Nevuah. He doesn't say Nevi'e Yisrael, right? Rambam thought at least that you could have Nevi'e Gayim, Pashas Nevuah. So he didn't, I don't think that's going to help, at least for the Rambam, or because, as I said, I think the Rambam was purely praising Aristotle. I don't think there's any implicit backhanded compliment of Jewish people. I mean, I guess somewhat it's true because, you know, there were Jewish Nevi'im, but I think that's a very hard defense if that's all you have. Now, another possibility is, we'll get to that a little bit later, but if you do it as Shevach LaHashem, then it's okay. Now, at least that's not going, you know, not a Pashat Heter, because again, in the context, the Rambam didn't write anything about, you know, my Rabbu Masach Hashem. He praised him. So that's a hard Heter to understand, though perhaps we'll return to that Heter in a moment. Another possibility is that was suggested was there's a Heter of Chachma. Maybe the only thing that's Aser is beauty. But again, that seems to be the opposite of what the Rambam says, because the Rambam says not only is, if beauty is Aser, Kol Shekein L'Saper B'Maisav, presumably meaning to say that really the more the compliment is the better. So that's going to be a hard answer to say. And finally, the fourth answer that was proposed in that shiur was, it's only usher if there's a personal connection. Again, very big chiddush. The Rambam, when he says this, doesn't say it's usher, you know, only for a guy with which you have a personal connection. You know, that lady that the Rashbag happened to see on Har Bais doesn't seem like they had so much of a personal connection. And it's one thing maybe to be makel when you're talking about a whole nation, as we'll see, like the Babylonians, but this seems hard. So, but we'll see that these heterim actually might have some basis. So first of all, what would I think is the easiest answer to the question about how could Rambam praise Aristotle? I would say that if you think that the Rambam holds that it's mutter for 9 idolaters, so then we have a very simple answer. Aristotle was not, at least according to the Rambam, an idolater. Aristotle believed in God. He believed in an impersonal God. He didn't believe in Briyas HaOlam. He believed that God was eternal and matter was eternal. He denied the possibility of Nisim. Certainly, you know, you could say he didn't believe in our God. That's true, but he still believed in God. He wasn't an Ovid of Avizara. I don't know that he's in violation of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, unless you think he like bit off the head of a fox or however that story goes. So that being the case, so if you think that the Rambam is matir for non-Ovdei Kochavim, then that's certainly the easiest heter. Now, another possible heter is, we'll see if there's a toeles. So certainly it's okay, presumably, we'll have to see why, but presumably it's okay to say, you know, so-and-so is a great doctor, a great painter, a great, what are they doing downstairs? A solderer. So the question is, could we say, well, the Rambam is saying this in the context of why you should study Aristotle. So maybe we could say, and again, we'll see both evidence for and against this proposition in a moment, but maybe we could say that if it's l'toeles, it's mutter. Stop to talk about somebody's beauty, or even myself, without any particular toeles in mind, is what the Torah prohibits. Perhaps, and again, this is going to be very questionable, but perhaps just like the iser of matnas chinam is only when you don't get anything out of it, so too, the heter would apply over here. To put it a little differently, you know, we know Ezil Chacham Halomini Kol Adam. Kol Adam means literally Kol Adam. You're supposed to learn from everybody, Jew and non-Jew. You're even supposed to learn from the ants. So part of that responsibility of being Lomini Kol Adam will mean you'll have to be able to point out their good qualities and learn something from that. Perhaps that is the heter of the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos, we'll get back to it a little bit later, but the Gemara has Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel saying all sorts of important, the good manners or the like of the Babylonians or Madai, I'm sorry, Parsium and Madai, that seems to be Shabbach, and maybe that's Shat, that there's Toelis. Now, I don't think you could prove that from this Gemara, because maybe the Isser is anyway only said for an individual. That Gemara is talking about a nation. We'll see other possible kulas. But perhaps a very fascinating source for this idea is the Sefer Hasidim. Who found that? Menachem? The Darkei Tshuva quotes it. The Sefer Hasidim. Simon Tafshin Memvav, who writes, "Ta'asher Amru al Charvona Zachor Latov, Lefishim Adam Medaber Shavach Tzadikim Ben Yehudim Ben Goyim." Shavach Tzadikim is okay. And, you know, we certainly, I think, again, everybody's going to agree the importance of learning lessons from Jews and non-Jews alike. The Gemara about Davma ben Estina, when we learn about Kibud Av Ha'Em. And, you know, once you're going to say that, so certainly this, you know, the context in which Av, you know, the Rambam praises Aristotle, one could say certainly falls under that context. Question is, can we go further and say, well, anytime it's Lato LS, it's Mutter? In other words, the Isser of Lite Mamchein is Mutter Lato LS. Is there sufficient evidence to say that? So I think the first question that we have to ask is, what is the Heter of Shevach? Now let's actually take one step back. The reason why this is not an obvious leniency is because even though we do certainly have a heter when it comes to giving matanos, that if we get something out of it, it's mutter, but maybe that's limited to matanos, because the whole point over there is the iser is lo sechanim, aser lo seis matnas chinam. We'll talk about the parameters of that heter shortly, but the point is that anytime I get something out of it, it's not a matnas chinam. It's not like there's a heter l'toelas. It's that once I get something out of it, it's not a matnas chinam. But if you phrase the heter that way, then there's no reason to assume it would apply to our case, would apply to compliments. On the other hand, we could say that we know that the Torah says, and the Gemara says, that when you are being mishabeach, then it's mutter. So now the question is, mishabeach Hashem, sorry. So why is it mutter when you're mishabeach Hashem? If you think that there's a rule that you're not allowed to give compliments, so it should be a rule across the board, right? Why should there be a heter of shevach l'Hashem? Okay, so shevach l'Hashem, but I still did the isser. So maybe the pshat is that it's only usser when there's no positive accomplishment. But if there is a positive accomplishment, like shevach l'Hashem, then it would be mutter. And once it's true that if there's a positive accomplishment like shevach l'Hashem, so hu adin hakaras hatov, we'll see. Some poskim, Rav Eliashiv derives that from the Gemara and Shabbos, and the Shevet Halevi says everybody holds of this heter of hakaras hatov. Why does that make sense? The answer is the same heter of shevach l'Hashem. The isser is only stated when there's no positive accomplishment. If there is a positive accomplishment, like shevach l'Hashem, like hakaras hatov, like learning a musar vart, you know. So if I say, "Wow, look at that gevaldika kibud av ha'em of Davma ben Nesina," so you know, since that's the toelis, I'm learning hilchos kibud av ha'em from Davma ben Nesina. So then that would be okay. We don't have to go ahead and just say it's only mutter, like in this, you know, backhanded compliment way of the Sefer Achinuch. Maybe there's a much broader heter. There's a Gemara, Sota Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that talks about our being Mishabeach. The Gemara is Mishabeach, the Shevach, the Gvura, and the bravery, the strength of Golias. And the Gemara says, but why should this be mutter, right? Ksiv, Chetz Chaniso, the Karinan Eitz Chaniso, Am Rebbe Lazar, Adayin, Lo Higil, Lachatzi Shivcho, Shaloso, Rasha. Mikan shasir la'asap el shvachan shalishayim v'lo liftoch be'iklal l'duesh. So the Gemara answers l'due shvachei de David. So here sounds like the only reason why it's mutter is l'due shvachei de David. But so does this say that, you know, that sounds like the Sefer Chinuch, you know, backhanded compliment idea? Does that tell you that if there's some other toelis it would be aser? I don't know. Maybe. Still, it would be mutter. And in fact, the Karen Oras sort of makes this point. The Karen Oras asked the Shaila, why is it that the Gemara didn't ask from Lo Sechanim? It only asked from the Isser of Aser L'Saper Shvachan Shal Rishayim. So the Karen Oras answers, that's obvious that you're not over in Lo Sechanim, because it's obvious that if you're Mashbiach David, then that's not Lo Sechanim. Question is, it still might be Aser Alt, Aser L'Shabeach Rishoyim, to which the Gemara answers, even then, it's okay. So maybe even this Gemara sounds like there's, when it's L'To'eles, it's Mutter. And that's why it's obvious that when this is Mishabeach David, it's not Lo Sechanim. Chiddush is that it's even Mutter L'Shabeach Rishoyim, which is a further Iser. Of course, you could say that the Isser of L'Shabeach Rishayim is Lo Sechanim, especially if you think Lo Sechanim is only applicable to Rishayim. But at least the way the Karen Ora reads it, the Heter, this Gemara is certainly consistent with the idea that when there's a To'eles, it's Mutter. Therefore, it's obvious from the Gemara that it would be Mutter L'Shabeach Golias Mitzad Lo Sechanim, because any praise you give to Golias is going to be an implicit praise of David HaMelech. The Gemara says, Hava mean it's still Aser because you're being Mishabeach Rishayim. The Gemara says, no, even that's okay. Maybe another raya that there's a heter of To'eles comes from Sif Yud Beis in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch that says that we're Masbidim Goyim Ipnei Darkei Shalom. So, when you're giving a hesped, you're praising the person. And we say it's Mutter when there's a To'eles, like Darkei Shalom. So, that there's a toela, there's a heter of Darkei Shalom for Mefarnesin, fine. Because like we said, that's already, the potential lister there is Lo Sechanim, and we'll say, okay, it's mutter because we're getting something out of it, Darkei Shalom. But the fact that we're also matir being maspid, so maybe that shows you that's also a heter of giving praise when it's L'Toelas, and Darkei Shalom is certainly L'Toelas, unless Brian wanted to be Darcha. No, that's after they're dead already, so it's not, there's no Shashem in Mashiach Achareim to the grave, but perhaps that's another Raya. Another Gemara that is relevant for understanding the Geder of the Isser of Shevach, like I said, is the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel on the base, the famous story, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon. So Reb Yehuda said, Kama noy maseim shal umazu, tiknu shvachim, tiknu gsharim, tiknu merchatzos. So the Gra asks, how could he do that? This is the Gra on this parish on the Gemara. How could he do that? What happened to Lo Sechanim? So he says like this, Vadi dasa lomar kama noe al akum, El Damar Kain, Shemutav Ladur Tachtehem Velo Tachas Umacheres. Ukadamar Liel Tachas Nachri Velo Tachas Chaver. The Rashbi Savar, De Afilu Asr Lashabche, Afilu Asr Lashabche, Mukad Messiah, Komasha Tiknu Lo Tiknu Elabachule. Now, I don't know how the Gra is assuming that Rashbi wasn't just disagreeing with the premise, but he held that it's Asr Lashabche. How did he know? Maybe he just thought they're not good. So I suppose the point is that maybe it's true. They did these things. I don't know how the Gra knew that Rashbi's objection was because of an Isser L'Shabchem and not just because he thought the analysis of Yud is wrong. It's not a reflection of Naya. Anyhow, but L'Chorah, what you see from the Gra is that first of all, you see from the Gra that this heter of applying of a whole nation is wrong, right? We'll see that some try to be docha the raya from the Gra Brachos that talks about the shevach of the Parsiim and the like. So they try to be docha the raya because they say, oh, that's not an individual, that's like a whole nation. So at least the Gra didn't hold to that because then there would be nothing wrong with being mishabeach the Romans. So, but perhaps the Gra does hold that there's a heter of To'eles. Because, again, the Rabbi Yehuda didn't say, we should live under the Romans because Tiknu Merchatzos. He just said Tiknu Merchatzos. So there's an implied To'eles to this. That's what the Gra is bringing out. The To'eles is could be worse. But still, you see, certainly, that there isn't, a blanket Isser. Now, you could say that's not a good raya because Rashbi disagreed, and maybe we paskin like Rashbi. That's an interesting shaila. As I mentioned, you're smiling? Yeah. his Ha'aros on in Shabbos?
In Shabbos.
On this Gemara. Wow. In Divrei Moshe, yeah. So what does he say?
So first he says that he says Malchus is the mother.
So okay. No good. So it makes sense why that Heter Malchus being mutter, but again, L'chora, at least from the Gra, you see not that way.
Right. So then you see the whole Malchus has something else, so we didn't give that her. There's a Chirik person about an Akum who's not Machaving to do it. Then he says the Halacha normally is a Rishon, Halacha for Rishon.
Also, anyway, we pass them like Rabbi Yehuda, okay? So maybe even according to the Gra, we have a raya from here that where there's some type of practical utility. It's mutter. Ken Zayn. Okay, interesting. So as we mentioned before, Rav Elyashiv and his Ha'aros on this Gemara gives a different kula, teretz. His first teretz is that Mishum Hakar Satov is mutter. So it's not Bechralo Sachanim. So again, that's idea is exactly what we've been saying, which is that it's the same type of heter as Shavach Lashem. It's for a purpose, it's for value, it's to learn a lesson, it's Spir HaSatov, right? If I'm not Makir Tov, so what am I? I'm an ingrate. I'm a Kofer Tov. That's not right. And therefore, it's not a violation. That's his first answer. Then his second answer is maybe based off of the Rambam that says, second answer is Malchus. So maybe Malchus, again, another way to be docha this Gemara, though it seems like he likes his first answer a little better. But another way to be docha this Gemara is to say Malchus is different. Now, I thought another kula might be from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, we actually refer, yeah.
So back to that kula, what exactly is the definition of
toeles? The definition of toeles is where you're getting something out of the Shevach. Something could mean a mitzvah of Shevach Lashem. Shevach could mean learning a lesson. Shevach could mean Hakar Satov. Shevach could mean Darkei Shalom, not Shevach, I mean Toeles. Those are sort of the examples that we've seen. And what I'm trying to argue is, though certainly not everyone would agree to this, that you know all of these various approaches fall under that general thing. Another place where you see it, perhaps, is in the Chazon Ish that we mentioned yesterday. The Chazon Ish writes, this is in Shvias Chavdal LeDalad, so v'afal gav de l'inyan lo sitim lamchein kol she'osa l'revach Yisrael mutter u'kamoshkas v'ran perka sholech l'inyan l'shachar avdo. That's a controversial run, as we'll see a little bit later. The Magen Avraham is a very strong kash in that run. But he's saying that from the run we see, it's interesting that he proves it from the run, but the run, it's also vart to the Ramban and others, that if it's l'revach Yisrael, it's mutter. So the Ran seems to say, we'll just present the Ran Kipshuta, we'll have to analyze the Ran a little later, but the Ran seems to say that what's the din? It's mutter l'shachar avdo when you get something out of it, like being mashlim a minyan. So anytime it's l'revach Yisrael, there's no violation of lo yisachanim. That's the way the Chazon Ish quotes the Ran. Kamo Shekasim Sefer Achinuch, Hachal Inyan Chanay Bekarka Ein L'Chalik. That heter doesn't apply for Chanay Bekarka. In other words, the third Isser of Leis Chanayim, Chanay Bekarka, there's no heter of Revach Yisrael, right? Which seems obvious because it's actually even when you take money. Dinesinas Chain Eino Ela Beregesh Hachanina Avalo Bedoresh Tovas Atzmo. What's the reason why, if there's Revach Yisrael, it's mutter? Because Nesinas Chein is about the Regesh of Chanina, and therefore, when you're Doresh Tovas Atzmo, it doesn't apply. Aval Chania Bekarka, Hamitzia Shel Ov Devodah Zarah, Admas Yisrael, that's what's Aser. Right? Now, very fascinating idea, because what two things is he putting together? Duran was talking about Matnas Chinam, and he's saying, what's the pshat in that, because it's not begeder nesinas chein, because nesinas chein is beregesh, like this Sefer Chinuch wrote. So what you see from here is that the Chazon Ish, at the very least, is sort of putting, if we have three examples of Lesochanim in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, he's putting two together, namely Matnas Chinam and complementing them, and contrasting that with the third example of Karka Beretz Yisrael, which is Aser because of the Totah. So certainly the implication of the Chazon Ish is that if there's Revach Yisrael, then it's going to be mutter. In which case, again, l'chora, maybe who had been learning mussar and the like. I saw in the Nishmas Adam, Nishmas Avram again, Simon Kufnan Aleph over here, he says it's mutter to say that so-and-so is a good doctor because of the Toelis Shabbat. Now, there's also Popula Charifta, which is quoted in B'tzal Chachma. He thinks it's a Tau Sofer because it doesn't make any sense. But the Popula Charifta does say that there's a Hatter of Makiro bin Asinas Chain, which certainly would be along these lines. Does anyone argue with this idea that I've been saying? So yes, certainly. And among them is the Tshuvas B'tzal Chachma, Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Vav. And he holds that this hatter of Revach Yisrael, or getting something out of it, or positive value, or toalas, or all those things, is limited to Matnas Chinam. And his logic is, like we said before, that there the whole Isser is when it's Chinam. So once I get something out of it, it's not Matnas Chinam. But there's no reason to apply that hatter over here. And that's why we only bring the hatter in terms of Makiro, let's say, by Matana. The Rambam, from the fact that he thinks that it's more, the deal we made earlier, that it's more obvious that Shevach Maisim is Aser, also indicates that. Because if you think that learning lessons is mutter, so then maybe it's not a good Kavachomer. Okay, we thought, well, I don't think that's a Mochrach Raya, because you could say, no, it's more Aser, because there's more of a Chshash Shemali Mashach HaRav. Ah, but there's still a Hatter if you try to learn something. But his point still is that the Rambam didn't say that Kula. He brings a Raya from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says it's Aser to give a beautiful haircut to the Nachris, even though you're getting paid. And he's assuming that the Yerushalmi is, that Isser is more like Nesinas Chain. It's more like complimenting. Though he pointed out that might not be the best right, because the Bavli doesn't seem to hold that way. Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, nobody quotes Yerushalmi. Anyway, so the B'tzel Chachma disagrees with this approach. Ayin Shem. Whoops. Let's see. Turning to just a couple other haros on the Gemara from Brachos Daf Ches. So there's also an interesting gra over there. So the gra, I saw someone wanted to be medayik, a different kula from the gra. The gra over there says, the lo mishabchinan lehu ala bahanach midos v'sula. The pshat over there, the way this sefer was trying to say is the heter, is that the reason why this wasn't Lo Sechanim is because he was only complimenting these particular things, like these three things, these three ways in which they eat, these three manners that they happen to have. So as long as it's sort of a narrow, circumscripted compliment, it's going to be mutter. I don't think there's any basis for that in the Gra. The Gra is in the Imre Noam, and he writes like this. He's actually making a totally different point. He writes over there, and he's really trying to explain, you know, how could Rav Gamliel praise these Persian eating habits? It says later on, the Gemara says, Elu parsiim ha-mekudashim mezumanim l'gehenim. So he's saying the pshat is like this. Anitzi veslim k'tushaitan Rav Yossi, Elu parsiim, I'm reading the Gra, Imri Noam, Nakat lehacha lefish Rav Gamliel hayim shabeach kama mido shalohen, Bavi amina sheish lahem olam haba. Having praised these Gayim for these, you know, their Kedusha, as it were. So maybe you would think that they have Olam Haba. L'kach ha-shmianu d'lagim ha-hachi elehim mekudashim umzumanim l'gehenim. V'lo mishalchim l'hu al-bahanach midos v'sulam. So the Gemara does say that, but he's not saying that's why it's mutter atzlos l'chanim. He's just clarifying that Rav Eliyahu was only complaining against things. I don't think that's going to be a good raya. Perhaps one of the most far-reaching kulas or theories, again, I think it's very big chiddush, is from Rav Chaim Palagi in Sefer Nishmas Kol Chai, quoted in the Tzitz Eliezer, similar to what we said before, but maybe even going further. Is Shani Hahi Dibne Madai, Dehamora Mehem, who Kain Din Torah, Deshlashtan Hain Mitzad Derech Eretz, Karov Ladash Al Torah. And therefore, the only Isser is Shema Yomadu Mimaisav. So if we want to learn Mimaisav, then it's okay. So anytime the thing that we're praising is something which we ourselves think is good is mutter. So that's very similar to what I was saying before, but going a little further. I was saying it's mutter, you have to be mechavin l'toelas. In other words, you have to be mechavin to learn from them. If you're mechavin to learn from them, that's l'toelas, then it's mutter. You want to learn hochos kibud aveim from Dan Mezina, you're mechavin to learn. He's taking it one step further. He's saying if it happens to be that this praise is something that's consistent with the Torah value, so then it's automatically mutter because the whole Isser is Shama Yilmadu Mimaseyim, and that's not relevant over here. That is, I hear, that would explain how Rav Eliyahu praises them. But I think that's much more difficult in terms of the Rambam says when he says, Kal Vachomer Mimaseyim. Now, what about if you have in mind to be Mishabeach Hashem, but you don't spell it out, as we alluded to before? So if you learn like the Chinuch, then maybe we'll say that this makes sense, because like we said, the Ikar Isser is believe. So too, if you're Mechavein L'Shem Shemayim, that's also going to be mutter. And it also actually works out with the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So if you know, the Shulchan Aruch says, Asl Sapi B'Shvachan, Aval, in the Chavein B'Shvachal, Lotus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabar Bir Yanazu, mutter. All you need is Mechavein B'Shvachal. In other words, I could say, what was the name of that guy you were talking about? Jeremy Lin. I could say Jeremy Lin's a great basketball player, and okay, there's nothing to learn from there, right? There's no important moral lessons. But as long as I am a chavin l'shem shemayim, then that would be mutter. And so you can't really note that from the Gemara, because in the Gemara, they actually said the Kavana L'Shabeach Hashem, right? They said Marav L'Masach Hashem. But Ken Zayin, that could be the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And this is one of the studim that the Tzitz Eliezer brings down. Though again, it's a bit of a chiddush. One final source on this, just worth stressing, which is there's a tremendous commentary of the Tiferes Yisrael in Pirkei Avos. So the Tiferes Yisrael is writing about the idea that Chassidei Umos HaOlam have a chelek in Olam Haba. And he writes that Chazal say this, but even if Chazal didn't say this, it's obvious mitzad haseichel. Because look at all the tremendously wonderful things that Umos Olam did. And he goes and gives a whole list about the tremendous accomplishments, wonderful things of various non-Jews. He writes that the Chassid Edward Jenner invented the vaccine that saved thousands of lives, and talks about the Sir Francis Drake, who bought the potato and prevented famine, and Johann Gutenberg, who invented the printing press. And like, you know, look how much Torah spread, like what tzaddikim. And he talks about Ruchlin, I don't know who this fellow who tried to prevent the burning of the Gemara in 1509 and so on and so forth. And he says, you know, could you even imagine that these people wouldn't get chelek in Olam Haba? So first of all, we see a number of important things. He's talking about Christians. Presumably people that were, you know, at least by our standards, Ovdei Avodah Zarah. I don't even know that they were necessarily Mechavin L'Shem Shemayim. I don't know what Sir Francis Drake was thinking when he brought back the potato. Maybe he was. And no, he doesn't tell you why this is an aser atzlo sechanim. So any of the number of the various explanations could apply over here, but you know, probably the simplest is that this is latoalas, and we're learning, you know, he thinks that this is a valuable thing to keep in mind. You know, when we talked about how at the beginning that clearly Gedolei Yisrael had no problem praising the great accomplishments of non-Jews, so certainly here we have an example, however you want to explain it. All right, let's turn in the small bit of time that we have remaining to the Isser of Matnas Chinam. Yeah.
I don't know where the line is for this, but could you argue that all the things that he's mentioning were more universal? Meaning, it's not just that there's...
Okay, but why does it matter?
No, but that wouldn't necessarily give a heter to praise a basketball player.
I mean, yeah, because if you a basketball player didn't have any great accomplishments.
Right.
So, in other words, well, I think the easiest way to understand it is if there's a toelus. Is there any toelus in praising a basketball player? I mean, if I say, I like Cal Ripken, like, look, you want to know how to be a hard worker. So just look at Cal Ripken, 3,000 games in a row, never missed a day of, you know, in 15 years of work. That's a toelus. If I say, you know, Mark McGuire hit a lot of home runs because he took a lot of steroids, I don't know. What's the, you know, what exactly lesson are you learning? So, again, but that there's a heter le toelis that we're gaining. So when we're, it's not a blanket heter. We have to, there is a iser adarabba. We need it to be mutter. But when there's something positive, whether it's shavach la Hashem or Hakara Satov, or learning about Midos, like from Dama ben Nisina, or the example of the Tiferes Yisrael, or whatever it is, so then that is a toelus, and that's not Bechlal the Yisr. So you're right. I didn't give any hat there for saying, you know, talking about how great baseball players are. That's much less Pashat. That's, you know, that's saying kamena akomze. So you have to, so I agree with that. Okay. So matnas chinam. Tosos asks, why do we need two psukim? We have this iser of leisachanim, which tells me I can't give matnas chinam. And then we also could derive it, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda. This one is actually machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Meir, but we could also derive it according to Rabbi Yehuda that derives it from Dvarim Yudalid about the Pesukim Bat Nevela. So this is two answers. Either it's also Lav Asay, we learned something else from that Pasuk. As we noted, the Rambam only quotes this Pasuk, and we speculated why. Now, just an interesting Ha'ara, which is the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Paskins like Rabbi Avahu, that Isurei Hana we learn out from the Pasuk of Lagersher Titnana. And the problem is, Lagersher B'Sharecha Titnana Mechila, and the problem is, but if you look at the Gemara Masechta Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, it says that according to Rabbi Yehuda is going like Shitas Remeya. And if you learn like Rabbi Yehuda, then you learn something else from that pasuk. The Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. How does that work out? We don't have time to talk about it, but it's a big deal in the Achroinim and Mefarshim Rambam and the like. Tosfos, as well as the Rosh and the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, all bring down this heter from the Tosefta, which we mentioned yesterday, that Makiro is mutter. Makiro is mutter. What's interesting is that the Rambam does not bring this heter down. The Rambam doesn't say that. Does that mean the Rambam disagrees? The Rambam is obviously going to say that you're allowed to sell something to a guy. That's not, you know, when you get something back, it's an exchange, that's mutter. It's only matnas chinam. But the heter of makiro potentially goes much broader. I mean, we're saying that anytime it's makiro, it's mutter. Yes, maybe that's true because you're getting something back, but that kula That heter, at least, is not stated explicitly in Rambam. Now, the Rambam, though, does have another interesting thing, which we'll get back to a little bit later, where he's talking about Mefarnesim Aniye Akum. He doesn't just say this is a heter of Darki Shalom, you know, Eva type of kula, but he says this is a kim of Rachma v'kol Masav, which sounds like it's l'chatchila. We'll have to figure out how that, you know, how that works. We'll get back to that in a minute. Now, we, either way, we do paskin like this heter of Makiro. It's quite quoted by many, many Rishonim, regardless of whether the Rambam holds it or not, paskin Shulchan Aruch. The Taz over here says something very interesting, that Makiro is mutter, Shaharei Yishalem Gemulo, oh, Kfar Shilem. Now, what this tells us is that Makiro is mutter even if you are paying, as it were, for services already received. In other words, one question that people ask is it mutter to give a tip? So, you know, if you're giving a tip, you know, before you got the food, so then fine, that's okay. But usually, you know, you give tips when you're all done. Okay, if you're planning to come back to this restaurant, fine. You're a traveler. You're never going to come back to this restaurant again. You already got your food. So why is it mutter to tip? So the Taz says, of course, it's mutter to tip because it's Shaharei Yishalem Gemulo. Oh, Kfar Shilem Lo. Either because you're allowed to give the tip, either because you're going to get something from it, or you've already received something from it. In other words, this is more like a transaction. Anything that's transactory, it's a word like that. So anything that's a transaction is okay. And that's true both for services received and future services. It's reversed in the Taz. That this is mutter, it's not chinam anymore, even if there's no future to'elas you're going to get out of it. It also sounds this way from that Chuvas HaRashba, which we've quoted already several times, Chelek Al Simchas. At least from the Shoel, the Rashba writes, the Shoel and the Rashba said, you know, somebody asked me the Shaila, how is it mutter to send the Yerech Lenachli, what about Los Achanim? And the Shoel answered, V'amarta lo, Dehud Shalech Yerech Lenachli, lo lechinam, ala ligmol lema shekidim, to pay him back for what was already given, a tip. And even though the Rashba didn't say that, the Rashba says about this, Shoel, Yofel Marta, I agree with you, you're saying good. So it sounds a little bit like the Rashba also agrees that paying back somebody for services received, even though it's a tip, that's what the Rashba is in, or the Shoel at least is answering. The shot is that was mutter because it's a tip. So you see that tips are mutter. Now, we noted that the Rambam, it's this. So there's a discussion in the post and whether the Rambam agrees or disagrees with it. Zariah, from the beginning of the parak. What does he say over there? Mikana talamich aser l'rapos la'ov de avodazara filo b'schar. V'mhayim v'syar mehen, oh, shayachoshish mishom eva, merape b'schar avodachinim aser. So what do you see? You see that alto sachanim is aser to be merape even b'schar. That's what he says explicitly. So even though you're getting something back, it's still aser. Now you'll say, 1 second, but then why are you allowed to be a painter? Why are you allowed to sell anything, right? So I think the answer might be, for the Rambam, is, you know, if I sell a couch to a guy and he gives me $500, it's an even exchange. I haven't given him anything, right? He gave me a couch, I gave him $500. He gives me $500, I paint his house, right? That's okay. But when you save somebody's life, it's not the shot that the $500 is worth his life, right? So therefore, even if he happens to pay you, the Rambam's saying it's an iser of loisachanim. And it's, you know, the most fundamental aspect of the Isser, like we were in Daik and the lesson of the Rambam. Now, it still could be that he would be Matir Makiro, though I guess it's a little bit more of a Chiddush. Unless you say that, no, when it comes to an actual Matana, the Rambam says the only type of Matana that's Aser is Chinam, right? Vaser Litein Lo Matnas Chinam. And once it's not Matnas Chinam, it's not Chinam, because Makiro, then it's not Bechal the Isser. Yeah. You're saying that there's no raya anyway from there because it's a totally different issa, right? He starts off with the general issa of lachiosa. Right. So you, if you wanted to go that approach, you would have to say that each one, there are four manifestations of laisachanim. Each one has its own hagdaros. And therefore, you can't, that's, they're not the same thing, right? That's not Aser Atzmat Naschina. Yeah. All right. We're really out of time. I'll just mention one last, what I wanted to talk a little bit about, which Mamish relates to what we talked about right at the beginning of Shiran yesterday, is about, you know, how you translate the word Gayim for the Rambam in this general Shita. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis. It's interesting that it's also. So we're said with Geri Toshav in Kofel Mishalom is talking about Gayim, Lob Geri Toshav. Afilo Gayim, nevertheless, when it comes to Gayim, in other words, right, not Geri Toshav, Sivu Chachamim, Levaka Cholehem, Ulikav, Ulikavor, Meseyam, Imesi Israel, Ulifanis and Yem, Lechlani Israel, Vipnedarki Shalom. Habe Namar, So a lot of very interesting haros over here. First of all, again, clearly the idea of Mefanesim and Yaakum is not just because of, you know, Eva, but it's being misdama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Hashem is Tov Lakol, so to us. Note also the Rambam says this is Tzivu Chachamim, either a recommendation or a mitzvah. Tzivu Chachamim might just mean a strong recommendation, as opposed to the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, which is just that it's mutter. Another very interesting thing. Here, clearly, what are we talking about? We're talking about Gayim. In other words, we're not talking about Geri Toshav, because that's what he says. He says, when he talks about Geri Toshav, then about them, it says, you have to treat them with Milas Chasadim Ki Yisrael. And then he says about that doesn't apply to Gayim, but Levaker Cholehem Alikvar Meisam does apply to Gayim. And that brings us back to our discussion of who are these Gayim that the Rambam was talking about. But you see here, seemingly, that he didn't say it's a violation of Lo Sechanim. Now, obviously, we have a very interesting question over here, because if you think that, you know, is it possible that for the same population, on the one hand, we say Tzivu Chachamim Levaker Cholehem because of Tov Hashem Lakol, and yet at the same time, if they're in the bottom of a pit and we take them out, we're in violation of Lo Sechanim? Is that possible? So, obviously, the Rambam, so, okay, well, we'll leave it at that. That brings us back to the question of which population the Rambam was talking about. I'll leave you off with one question, and I guess we won't answer it. We'll turn to it tomorrow, which is an interesting question, very much related to this Rambam. So the Rambam said, I mean, the Pesukim say, Avraham Avinu took care of the Malachim, right? The Malachim were over the Avodah Zarah. What happened to Lo Sechanim? Think about that question overnight. We'll start with that question tomorrow and an analysis of Shitas Rambam on this thing. I think tomorrow most of the time we'll spend on Chanai Bekarka and alike. We'll hopefully finish up the sugya tomorrow, and then we'll see where it's next.
Yeah. I was thinking, David Feinstein or Moshe Kotz is saying there's a raya that you're supposed to be Makir Tov even when they aren't doing it Lishma, from the fact that we're Makir Tov to the Mitzrim for hosting us.
Ah.
So maybe that's why Rabbi Shimon, the Grah thought, has to be that it's usher for us to praise them, because otherwise we shouldn't be praising them.
Aha, very good. Okay. I hear that.
David Feinstein's raya from.
No, but maybe. Right, I hear. I think it could be that Rabbi Shimon was saying that your analysis is wrong. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda said kamanah maaseihem, and Rabbi Shimon was saying that's not true. It's not naya. In other words, because from their motivations, he wasn't saying you shouldn't have a karsa tov. You should have a karsa tov, just like we have a karsa tov in the mitzvah, even though they certainly weren't mechavin l'shem shemayim. But. The objection is that you shouldn't call it not. We never say kamanai mitzvah melu. It's true we should have a karsa tov, but I think that's a little different.
Right. First, he's not supposed to do that, but.
What do you mean?
He's saying, whatever they do, they're incredible people, even though.
No, he's saying that how could it be that somebody that saved tens of thousands of lives isn't a ben olam haba? That's what he says.
Right. You're saying that's not necessarily kamanai maaseihem.
He's saying, let's look at what they did, right? Now, what was their, right? Their action saved tens of thousands of lives. Good. Now, should you, you know, anything, you know, anything more is speculation. So he sounds like some of those accomplishments were done for good reasons, but not all of them.
Right.
So, all right.
So, there's a Mishnah that didn't buy Rafua. It's interesting. This is by Ino Rita Huzara. Ron said there's only a heter bischar. There's still a sort of Rafa and a nano over the other guy. Bechina.
Well, you're assuming it's animal, but what is that?
No, the Ram says the Kesem Mishnah says a beferish.
Oh, the Ram's Kesem Mishnah.
Yeah, the Kesem Mishnah over there in Alpha Bay says that because you know, in Oved, there's still an Isra. Yeah. So it's interesting with.
How does that fit with the other Kesem Mishnah?
So I don't know if that it's because that's a different din and the Ram just being cool all the things, but that's.
Okay. Maybe think about that.
Yeah. Or like Tosus there being Mialibin Lavodazar? No, because that's not Lavodazar. Yeah.